pickup truck. Daddy's sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. A hill raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how country girl does it one time now.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden confirmed to have COVID, taking Paxlovid, symptoms said to be mild. Division among the Democratic Party, however, about his re-election. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
According to ABC News contributor and political reporter Rachel Bade, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Biden last week that she and other Democratic lawmakers worry he's dragging down the party. A Pelosi ally saying the speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure it happens.
At the Republican National Convention, vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance delivered his acceptance speech last night. Donald Trump will do the same this evening. His wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka, will be in the audience. Many questions about the lapses in security at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Officials say the man who tried to assassinate him and did kill a Trump supporter was spotted 20 minutes before he took his first shots. Head of the Secret Service is agreed to testify Monday as she faces growing calls to resign. This is ABC News. A bit of controversy over one of the shows leading the Emmy nominations. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the story from Hollywood.
With the Emmy nominations Wednesday morning, The Bear set a record for most nominations ever for a comedy, 23. And among the shows it's up against for outstanding comedy is the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, with its 11th nod in that category. Curb showrunner Jeff Schaefer tells me it's kind of weird to be up against a show like The Bear.
I love The Bear. Bear's a great show. It's not a comedy. And I don't think they think it's a comedy. No one thinks it's a comedy. And there's a reason for that. It's not a comedy. It's a really good drama.
We'll see which show wins at the Emmys September 15th on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A rare orange lobster has a new home in Colorado. It had shown up in a shipment to a Red Lobster restaurant in Pueblo, and the manager there says as soon as they saw it, they knew it had to be donated. An orange shell shows up in only about one out of every 30 million lobsters. Its new home, Denver's Downtown Aquarium. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are demanding an investigation into the deadly police shooting of a homeless man in Milwaukee. It happened outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. Five officers from Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed Samuel Sharp Jr. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Sharp was threatening someone with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
About 100 people came to a vigil for Sharp. There are hundreds of law enforcement officers from all over the country here in Wisconsin to help with the RNC. Now authorities will start an investigation into the deadly shooting. And Thursday is the final day of the Republican National Convention. We're expecting speeches from members of the Trump family. And then in the evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to give the keynote address formally accepting his party's nomination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released the results of its annual roadside rough grouse drumming survey. The survey measured rough grouse drumming activity heard along roadsides throughout Wisconsin this spring. It showed a 57% increase in statewide drumming activity compared to 2023. Elena Roth, DNR rough grouse specialist, stated, quote, "The late spring and summer of 2023 were abnormally dry, which resulted in prime nesting and brooding conditions for rough grouse. This is likely the most influential factor explaining the increase in the number of drumming grouse this year. We are also likely entering the up phase of our 10-year population cycle, which may be an influencing factor too," end quote. The 2024 survey results for priority areas compared to 2023 showed a 41% increase in drumming in the central priority area, a 60% increase in the northern priority area, and a 56% decrease in the driftless priority area. For complete survey results, visit the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Report's webpage. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Emil J. Foytek, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Sunday, July 14th, with his family by his side. Emil is survived by his wife, Frances, by children, Diane, David, Mary Jackson, Dana Jansen, Nancy Koffler, and by Neil. Survived further by 16 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by one sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial held 11 a.m. on Friday, July 19th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Emil J. Foytek, 92, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 by Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm, sunny more humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Still no word on Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So, Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
My mom has been a nurse for 30 years. I said, oh, I have a splitting sinus headache. She goes, oh, here, take this. And pulled a big giant pill out of her purse, and I took it. And about a second and a half later, I hear, I go, what was that about? She goes, did you swallow that? Yeah, I did, Mom. I swallowed it. What color was it? Well, I don't know, Mom. I don't know what color it was. Kathleen, why didn't you look at what color it was? Why? Why? Because you're not somebody I met at a party. Yeah, that's why. You're not a guy named Zebra in an alley with a bag full of pills for a dollar. You're my mom. You were a nurse. I went with the whole thing. I did. I hated it. I trusted you. What kind of pill do you think I ate? She goes, well, I don't know. It's from the unmarked bottle that your father and I call the All-Stars. And that could be anything from pain medication to blood pressure medication. And I said, well, if it's blood pressure medication, what's going to happen to me? She said, you're going to pass out. And I think that's why we should leave this store immediately.
Stand by.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted in as she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. Mm-hmm. sings tonight to 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Man, that could be us. She's a big star and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She's a big star. She's a big star.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a sixth string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look. What my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight.
It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind. Catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. Probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Brand new music. His name is Tucker Wetmore. W-E-T-M-O-R-E. Tucker Wetmore. It's called Wind Up Missing You. New stuff for you. on 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you. I've got life is good. We've got another beautiful day today with highs about 78. I've got the, what tournament is this? I got the first round. I love watching the first and second rounds of major golf tournaments. Oh, I love it. I love it. Especially the second round when you watch guys trying to make the cut. So it's the group, I don't even know what golf tournament. I don't care what golf tournament this is. The 152nd Open. Is this the British Open? It's really early in the morning, so it must be, I'm assuming a British. And I'm looking at the golf course, and it looks, it doesn't look fun. When I see a golf course, and I see no trees, I'm like, well, that's, I can handle that. And then I also noticed that everywhere that there was trees, there's like places they didn't take care of. Just really long and bristly grass and a Lynx golf course, I think they call it. I don't know. Trees or that, I'm not sure which one. I guess if you hit it straight, you don't have to worry about it. 27 after 7, hope you are well. Hope your golf game's good if you're a golfer. Should be a good day Saturday for the fundraiser for the Northwoods Community Credit Union. There is about a 50% chance they're going to get wet at some point on Saturday, but temperature is pretty good, close to 80. Well, some of the news headlines, of course, the networks are spending all the time talking politics and talking conventions and stuff. Here are some of the other stories that are kind of being pushed to the side that that aren't being reported on that are still a little bit noteworthy. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he signed a bill into law yesterday, actually Tuesday, and it prevents educators, so teachers in the state of California and educators, cannot talk to parents about their children's identity, including if they ask to use a different name or a pronoun while at school. So teachers are not allowed to tell parents about that if they do. So California is the first state to put in a law which prevents teachers from telling parents if students are basically, I don't know, going by a different identity. I don't know. teachers got enough to do, I guess. They do. So at least 6 tornadoes touched down earlier this week in the Chicago area. That was Monday night. Not too often you get tornadoes in that Chicago area. People are still, I think, working on getting their power back. A lot of them did yesterday, but more working on it today. How about this small town of Nashville, Illinois? About 55 miles southeast of St. Louis, Missouri. Is that right? Southeast? Well, whatever. Nashville, Illinois. It has been told to evacuate immediately. They have an immediate failure of a dam in that town, apparently, that is set to overflow. So that's some Midwest stuff. The guy who was arrested Monday near the Republican National Convention was found to have an AK-47 pistol. He had a scream mask, and he had a security uniform, too. Agents stopped him and searched him before they arrested him outside of the venue at the RNC. So that happened earlier in the week. The Ozarks are in Arkansas is reportedly being inundated by flash floods. They've had roads wash out there, leaving a lot of residents stranded and without power in the Ozarks of Arkansas. After more than 3 decades on the Vegas Strip, the Mirage officially closed yesterday. And when you close a casino, the rule apparently is that you can't like just say, okay, we're closing tomorrow, and then all the money in the slot machines, they just keep them. The rule is they got to give it all out before they close the casino. So they did that over the last week or so. I don't know if it was easier to win it or what, but everything that came in apparently went out the door. But the Mirage, which has a big history of show, didn't Siegfried, was it Siegfried and Roy, I think, perform there? I remember being at the Mirage the few times I've been in Vegas. So that's done, and they're going to rip it down, and they're going to build a new one now. It's going to be a Hard Rock Las Vegas casino that'll open in 2027. They're always building something in Vegas. And Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden, of course, a guy who was in our area for a while. He was on the morning show a couple times. Owned a cafe in Butternut for a couple of years. He made the news the other day. He claims that on X, used to be Twitter, he claims on X that he was assaulted by a member of the pro-Hamas group called Code Pink. He said that happened outside the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. And he says the a 24-year-old woman was detained by police when that happened. So that's some of the other headlines that are going on besides the Republican National Convention. Of course, Donald Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance spoke last night. Trump will speak tonight. That'll be it for the RNC, and then we'll take a week off, and the Democrats will do theirs down in Chicago. And a lot of rah-rah, hoop-hoop, and look at what we're doing and all that all that stuff. Can you watch it? I mean, can I just ask you straight out? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. It's I think if you're either side, it's kind of hard to watch. It's just presidential cycle. What's funny for me is now that I'm older, is the presidential cycle. You would think if you were a person that was just dropped into the United States like today, just today, and you knew nothing about the history of the country, nothing about whatever happened in this country. You didn't know if the United States was wealthy or poor or whatever. And you listen to politicians talk about at these presidential conventions, these Republican and the Democrat conventions, you would think that our country is just absolutely in shambles. Just that when they talk about what's happened the previous 4 years under the other administration, I mean, you would think if you knew nothing about the country and nothing, you would think that everything was just absolutely just in shambles, and we were all living in tents down by the river. It just makes me giggle down inside. And I know it's all part of the process. And we're hoping, of course, after the whole incident in Pennsylvania, that the political rhetoric just gets toned down a little bit. Can we just treat each other a little bit nicer? It's got cranked up a little bit already, though. I heard some last night and already today about some of the ads and stuff. So brace yourself. 7:33. Again, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat, just brace yourself. The presidential cycle, every 4 years, it's just getting harder and harder to absorb for the average citizen. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden confirmed to have COVID, taking Paxlovid, symptoms said to be mild. Division among the Democratic Party, however, about his re-election. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
According to ABC News contributor and political reporter Rachel Bade, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Biden last week that she and other Democratic lawmakers worry he's dragging down the party. A Pelosi ally saying the speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure it happens.
At the Republican National Convention, vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance delivered his acceptance speech last night. Donald Trump will do the same this evening. His wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka, will be in the audience. Many questions about the lapses in security at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Officials say the man who tried to assassinate him and did kill a Trump supporter was spotted 20 minutes before he took his first shots. Head of the Secret Service is agreed to testify Monday as she faces growing calls to resign. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Add one more to the list, we've had yet another tornado touchdown in the Badger State. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 twister touchdown in Keeler on Monday. It ripped the roof off of a classic supper club there. The family who owns it has now started a GoFundMe. We've had such an unusual tornado season here this year. 21 twisters so far in 2024. All of last year, we only had 21 of them. And with new legislative maps here in Wisconsin, and there's a lot at stake in November. Republican strategist Keith Gilka says the down ballot races will be key.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Thursday is the final full day of the convention. Former President Donald Trump will give the keynote address in the evening. That's when he'll formally accept the Republican Party's nomination for president. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Twin Ports residents have been noticing some massive wind turbine blades coming into the port of Duluth Superior in recent weeks. According to a Northern News Now report, residents are correct in assuming these turbine blades are the biggest that have come into the port ever. Port Authority officials say while they have been shipping the blades into the port since 2005, the ones they are shipping in this year are much longer at 260 feet. The larger blades will eventually be loaded onto special train cars for transport. The largest self-pour taproom in the entire Midwest region is now open in downtown Eau Claire. The Phoenix Taproom and Kitchen held a soft opening last weekend, which continued throughout the week and wrapped up on Sunday. The taproom will feature over 70 different taps to choose from and will also feature seltzers, wine, and non-alcoholic drinks. The Phoenix Taproom and Kitchen can be found just off Graham Avenue in downtown Eau Claire. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Savior, when I only talk to God if I need a favor.
Jelly Roll there at 98Q Country at 741. I'm going to get you updated on what's going on here as we're gearing up here for and looking ahead to the next school year here for the Shawamigan School District and our District Administrator Kyle Cronin. Nice enough to cruise in this morning for an update. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Beautiful. Yeah, we got it's starting to... I can start to feel it just a little bit in the air, especially this morning when it was only 41 degrees in my house.
Yeah.
But you can feel the school year starting to creep in now.
A little bit,
A little bit. You know, we got August, it really gets moving, but you know, we are looking for some help yet up at the schools. We need a lead and assistant cooks at our North Campus. We've got middle school assistant wrestling, middle school girls basketball, high school assistant volleyball, JV boys basketball, so several open coaching positions, subs in all areas. Harold up at the bus garage is certainly, he looks for sub drivers.
Sure.
Keep our fleet moving. So certainly parents, if you haven't registered your child for school, if they're new to the district, new to the area, we are certainly able to do that at any time. As well, if anybody thinks that they have a child ages 3 and over with special needs or exceptional needs, please contact Jessica Folstad, our pupil services director. A few things going on at the high school. The gymnasium will be closed starting July 25 through August 18 for resurfacing. Fall sports, parents and athletes meeting for our high school athletes on July 25 at 5:30 p.m. up at the high school. High school open house is going to be scheduled. In fact, all of our open houses are at the end of August, August 26th, from 3 to 7. We will be doing picture day again that day. Anybody interested in ordering a letter jacket for the high school? That'll need to be done sometime around September 19th. So a down payment is required. Watch your emails. So we got a few things happening that way. Our North Campus, again, you know, we got that open house on August 26th, all schools. Park Falls Elementary School, they had their largest summer school program. A third of the students participating daily. So we just want to express a lot of thanks for our teachers and support staff and the program lead, Amy Weinberger. Currently, we have our YMCA, the YMCA summer camp program happening up at the school. So, and Amy is leading that program as well. Football practice for our high school starts on August 13th. Volleyball practice on August 19th. Cross country on August 19th. I say that because people need their physicals or their alternate year card. So if you haven't done that, make sure you get that scheduled right away. If you need to check in on your paperwork or need some more information on how to do that, please call Mrs. Carl at the high school office. And school starts on September 3rd.
Yeah, and if anybody's interested in any of the positions at the school, the website, the good place to go?
The website would be the best place to go. We do have a page dedicated to hiring. So I want to give one shout out to Mr. Donner taking the Madrigal Singers last week down to the Brewers game. And they did an excellent job. Just a fabulous performance. I caught that performance live. So I was down at the game myself.
Oh, yeah.
And Joel, I know you're kind of a baseball guy.
Yeah.
What a pitching duel.
Yeah.
Duel. Yeah, we came out on the wrong end of it.
We had our Brewer bus trip crew down there, too, that day, and I was listening to the game, and it got to the eighth inning. I thought to myself, okay, either get a lot of hits and win at Brewers, or just be a part of history, even if it wasn't your team that got a hit, to be a part of history and see a perfect game would have been something, but neither one happened.
Neither one happened. They pulled, you know, and they pulled their pitcher, too, and I was, and they've done that a couple of times, and baseball's just different that way, but what a great day for the students and the opportunity there. Again, great job, students, and thank you, Mr. Donner, for organizing.
And that pitcher that you guys got to see that he could be a Nolan Ryan Roger Clemens type picture,
yes,
throwing 100 miles an hour consistently through like seven innings. crazy. He's quite a talent. Just the old school pitcher. Looked like an old school from this. You could have put him in a 60s uniform.
Oh, my gosh.
And he would have looked right in place.
And that, I think, is the second time this year that the Pirates have pulled him from a game that he was on the way to throw in the perfect game.
Yeah, they just want to save his arm, I suppose.
They're saving his arm. All right, thank
Kyle.
You, Joel.
Good to see you. Thank you, Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan School District. And check out that website again, any opportunities, csdk12.net.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Rio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. We were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me and we've made some men. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
This is food.
Martina McBride at 98Q. Oh, I got a chill. Temperatures in the low mid-40s in a lot of areas this morning with a cool morning. It'll warm up quick, though. And then I'm watching the British Open on TV, and it's windy and it's cold, and I'm just chilled. I don't want to turn the heat on, but I'm close to it. It's windy over there in Britain for the British Open. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon to go on down there, have a little ice cream cone, enjoy all the beautiful just a beautiful setting there that Dave and Tanya have put together down there at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Stroll through the all-new Hummingbird Boardwalk and vote for your favorite floral and plant varieties with a prize to be awarded for the top three choices. So more details on their Facebook, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. It's a greenhouse and ice cream. It's pretty good duo. We like that. Put that together. The Armory Building in Phillips, the Price County Annual Veterans Outreach Event is going on, and Price County Benefits Expo. It's at the Phillips Armory, and that is going on today, Thursday the 18th from 10 to 3, right on Eider Avenue in Phillips, right kind of just west behind the Pick and Save there. So this is an opportunity, and it's open to anybody and everybody that has a question about benefits available through the agencies, through the Price County, the Vets office. So it's a good time to meet with folks. There'll be booths set up there, and they'll be able to answer any of your questions today. So I encourage you to make your way down there if that's something that affects you. Tomorrow, we've got the Touch a Truck going on here at Chrysler Park in Park Falls. Join the Park Falls Library as they host trucks and vehicles from around the community. This is a chance for kids to get up and close and get a good look at the trucks and the vehicles that that they use for work and play. It is a free program tomorrow, and it is made possible through a kind the generosity of all of their volunteer participants. So bring the camera, bring the kids, and it should be a beautiful day tomorrow down at Chrysler Park. Then that's from 9:30 to 11:30. Touch a Truck. Get up close and personal with some of those big vehicles that most of the time you just see drive by. Now you can actually see what's going on there. Music tonight, of course. Last night we had Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls. Tonight, you want to grab a lawn chair, Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Going to be a beautiful night. The Dave Steffen Band will be the one performing down in Phillips. So we'll talk more about activities coming up this next few days here throughout the morning show, 7:57. And we've got a cool start to the day, but again, 75, 80, right in that range, and should be a dry day today.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your